It's May 10, the date in 1963 when the Rolling Stones recorded their first single. It was called Come On and was only a minor hit in the UK.
Come on, I can't get started, come on.
On May 10, 1994, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as the first black president of South Africa.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come.
May 10 birthdays, Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan is 73. He had six big hits in the 60s in Australia, including this one.
Jennifer, Juniper lives upon the hill.
And here's something I didn't know. Donovan's daughter is married to Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee. It's a big day for music birthdays. Graham Gouldman from 10cc is also 73. He wrote some of the biggest hits of the 60s, like No Milk Today for Herman's Hermits, Bus Stop for the Hollies, and the Yardbirds hit For Your Love. Then there were singles like this for 10cc.
The weather's turned and all the lights are down. The things we do for love, the things we do for love.
U2 lead singer Paul Hewson, better known as Bono, turns 59 today. Did you know his first child shares his birthday? Jordan turns 30. Supermodel Linda Evangelista is 54. Remember, she once said, I don't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day.
Everything I've said is now obsolete. Maybe I had to go through all that hysteria to get to where I am today.
Finally, it was on this day in 1899 that the great Fred Astaire was born. He died in 1987. He made 10 movies with Ginger Rogers alone, just scratching the surface of an amazing life.
See, I started at the age of 4 and a half, and if you add that up to now, I have been performing professionally for 71 years.
Remembering Fred Astaire on May 10.